This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And now, for the most Florida story you've ever heard.
I mean, there's a lot going on in this one headline, so I'm just going to read it and then we will break it down. Okay. But it sort of comes in three parts. Okay. And the last part, Florida man is no longer with us, I will tell you that. The first part reads, Florida man armed with garden shears survives alligator attack.
Oh, good for him.
Before being shot and killed by police.
Oh, not good.
A Florida man was shot and killed by deputies this week after they say he was armed with garden shears and acting erratically after surviving an alligator attack. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies began searching for the 42-year-old just after 6 a.m. after a convenience store clerk reported he was acting bizarre. They spent 40 minutes looking for the man, according to WFLA. The man then began swimming in an alligator-infested lake, according to nearby residents. So 911 calls start pouring in while deputies are searching for this man, that there is a man swimming in alligator-infested waters. They put two and two together. A witness tried to throw the man a life preserver. Another witness said the man then growled at them as they tried to help get him away from the alligators. He emerged from the lake with an apparent alligator bite and began walking between houses while holding a pair of garden shears. He then used a brick to attempt to break into a resident's truck. A witness told detectives they saw the suspect run at deputies with the shears. They tased him twice. That did not stop him. He then climbed into the passenger side of a squad car and went for the deputy's rifle.
Man, there's a lot of bad decisions being made here.
He has a string of arrests in his history.
Had.
I don't even know where to begin with that. It's not a topic. We're not asking for calls. But every once in a while, and it's always Florida, there is a headline so bizarre that you think there is no way this is real, and it is.
Anytime you hear a news anchor say, and in weird news today, 50% of the time, those stories are out of Florida.
Oh, I've considered pitching a game to you guys, Florida or not.
Or fake headline or Florida man.
Yeah.
Aren't all waters, if they're fresh waters in Florida, aren't they all alligator infested?
I think what they will tell you down south, and this includes anywhere along the Gulf where my parents relocated, is you have to assume that the waters are infested. And we had that incident where that woman from Iowa passed away a couple weeks ago because they were in a canoe and their canoe accidentally, unbeknownst to them, went over the top of like an 11-foot gator down there.
Right.
If you go back and look at some of the stories prior to her death, there were other attempted like alligator attacks in those waters that people survived. I mean, within like 2 weeks of that woman getting in the waters in the canoe with her husband, she died.
Yeah, I'm assuming there aren't a lot of water ski sales down in Florida because you water ski more often than not on a lake. And you wouldn't catch me, well, alive on a lake in Florida.
It's not good.
In fact, you'll never catch me in Florida probably ever again. Their beaches are great average place. At best. And no, the two times I've been, I went to Fort Walton Beach and I went to Miami. And I mean, it's nice, you know, sitting there watching, looking at the ocean, it's beautiful. But the beaches are average at best. There's no all-inclusive resorts. And they've got alligators everywhere except in the ocean.
I am bizarrely fascinated by them and I don't know why. And I watched Jurassic Park last night. Fun fact.
Because I find them fascinating from afar, but largely because I think they're like dinosaurs.
They are dinosaurs.
Were they around when the dinosaurs were on the Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, most certainly.
I think that's why I have such a fascination. Like, how did they survive and nothing else did?
Yeah, then why did the alligators and presumably crocodiles survive and birds, some birds survive and alligators, or check that, the other dinosaurs died?
Oh, pardon me. Alligators are not directly dinosaurs. They are just descendants of dinosaur-like creatures. Duh.
So they're dino-lite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.